Charting Toward Intimacy covers mature topics. Listener discretion is advised. Have you ever been in the moment, feeling good, enjoying yourself, getting aroused, and then bam, you hit a plateau and everything just stops? I was recently asked about this plateau and how to kind of work through it. And the answer is actually quite simple. Stick around. Welcome to Charting Toward Intimacy, the Catholic sex and intimacy podcast for women. My name is Ellen Holloway, and I am a Catholic speaker and coach who specializes in sex and marital intimacy. And I am on a mission to help you expand your understanding of the beauty of sexual intimacy and grow in holiness through the gift of your body. So what does female arousal look like, and how can we learn to make the most of it? Understanding how female arousal works helps you and your husband to be able to communicate better and arrive at mutual satisfaction. Sexual pleasure is a good thing, and when you know more about how it works, you can work toward it together. So I'm going to walk you through two main models for female sexual arousal and response. One is a linear model, and the other is a cyclical model. One is not necessarily better than the other. They just show different aspects of sexual response and sexual arousal. Understanding how arousal works is going to help you navigate arousal a lot more. This is beyond responsive and spontaneous arousal and desire. What we are talking about today is the different stages of arousal from the initial excitement through orgasm. So the first model is a linear model, and I've linked an image to this model in the show notes if you want to see what I'm talking about. In this model, which was created in the 60s by sexologists Masters and Johnson, there are four phases to sexual response. There is the initial excitement, which brings your relative arousal from zero to roughly halfway to orgasm. The next phase is plateau. Plateau is a normal and regular part of sexual arousal. We're going to talk more in depth about each of these phases next, so I'm just walking you through the phases first so you know what's coming. The third phase in this four-phase model is orgasm. Your body moves from plateau at about 50% of the way aroused all the way up to the peak of 100%, which is the orgasm, and then it starts dramatically lowering back down. The last phase is called resolution, and this is that steep downhill curve back to arousal level of zero. Multiple orgasms actually happen before resolution is complete, but we're not going to cover that in this episode. That is for another episode, and there's a lot to that. Okay, so this first phase, excitement. Now, this model created by Masters and Johnson was created to explain both male and female sexual response. The big difference in the two is the amount of time that the excitement phase takes. For men, the excitement phase is typically much shorter than it is for women. This is why I say that foreplay is absolutely necessary during sex. Ladies, your excitement phase might take 30, 40, 50, maybe even 90 minutes if it's been a rough day. It all depends on your headspace when you get started. Now, your excitement phase might take only 5 minutes too. That's completely normal. When Masters and Johnson created this model, they specifically did not put any time ranges on it. These are phases that take whatever amount of time they need to take. And we need to be okay with that. Sometimes I hear women frustrated that it takes so long for them to get aroused. Well, guess what? If you get frustrated with how long it's taking you to get aroused, it's going to take even longer to get aroused. Trust the process, trust your body, trust your husband, and enjoy the ride. Relax and receive. The second phase, plateau. All right, I hear from women a lot in my one-on-one coaching that they begin to get excited, and then things just flatten out and it's over. I love hearing this question because it is an opportunity for me to explain how sexual arousal works. Our body is actually designed to plateau before it reaches orgasm. Here's the thing. Orgasm is an extremely personal and extremely vulnerable thing to experience. Your body naturally wants to make sure that you are in a safe place to become that vulnerable. It's basically like your body's asking, hey, I just want to make sure that you want to go through with this and that you're not being taken advantage of or in an unsafe place. Now, if we feel that plateau and immediately think, oh, I'm done. That's all my body's going to do. It's all over now. Then that's exactly what is going to happen. But if we take that plateau and say internally, okay, great. I've hit the plateau. And I know that the next phase is orgasm. We can reassure ourselves that we're in a safe place and a loving embrace, and that we do in fact want orgasm. Your brain is extremely powerful when it comes to arousal and sexual response. So it's important to make sure that your inner self-talk is positive and helping you forward toward orgasm instead of hindering your process. Something that might actually help you to do if you feel like you have trouble getting past plateau is to actually tell yourself, great, I've hit plateau. That means I'm really close to orgasm. Something else that's really important to remember during plateau is that it's most helpful for whatever movement was happening when you hit plateau to continue on through plateau so that you can more easily continue on to the next phase. If you hit plateau and get frustrated and tell your husband to stop whatever he's doing, I can almost guarantee you that you're not going to make it to orgasm. Communicate. Tell him to keep doing what he's doing and don't just give up, because really, you are that close. The next phase is orgasm. This phase, orgasm, the big O, is marked by a very steep incline to the peak of orgasm and then a very steep decline into resolution. An orgasm is simply the body's way of releasing built-up tension. As you get more and more aroused, your body is building sexual tension, and the orgasm is that release. This is most often felt as very pleasurable. And the last phase of this four-phase model is resolution. There's really not much to say on this phase because it's pretty self-explanatory and it kind of takes care of itself. It's simply the body resolving itself back to an arousal level of zero. And this typically happens pretty quickly and pretty naturally. Okay, so that model, the Masters and Johnson model, is great. And understanding that model can help us tremendously as we navigate a sexual act and navigate our sexual response. However, a linear model is lacking in a lot of ways. Not everything happens quite like that every single time. Sexual response isn't a perfect four-step process that looks exactly the same every time. And that is why someone named Basson created a non-linear model of female sexual response. And this model is only about female sexual response. This model is more complicated, and it takes into consideration all of the varied facets that go into female sexual response beyond just arousal going up toward orgasm. I have put a link in the show notes to a picture of this model as well. But here's what I want you to do. Picture a circle. At the top of the circle is emotional intimacy. Moving clockwise after emotional intimacy, a woman is receptive to or seeking out sexual stimuli. Then we have sexual arousal. Then we have arousal and sexual desire. Then emotional and physical satisfaction. And that brings us back to emotional intimacy. This was all in a circle. This cyclical model shows us how everything kind of builds on what was before it. Our emotional intimacy is strengthened by the physical satisfaction of orgasm. Our receptiveness and openness to sexual stimuli is built upon our emotional intimacy. I believe that the cyclical model expresses responsive desire very well, in that many women do not experience a spontaneous event that leads to sexual arousal. It's more that desire results from arousal within the context of a loving and emotionally intimate relationship. Something else that you will notice on this circular model is that it doesn't specifically say orgasm. It calls it emotional and physical satisfaction. Something that is common for women is enjoying sex, but not actually receiving an orgasm during that particular encounter. And in the linear model that we talked about with the four phases, it not having orgasm kind of doesn't allow the model to complete. It just kind of like stops. If orgasm doesn't happen, the model just stops. Whereas in this circular model, if we recognize that emotional and physical satisfaction actually fills that spot where orgasm might be part of that emotional and physical satisfaction, but it also may be kind of encompassed in other things of just enjoying the encounter, even though orgasm doesn't happen, or maybe some instances are kind of more heavily toward emotional satisfaction and not as much physical satisfaction, but that those encounters still build on each other and they can still be satisfying. While I highly recommend orgasming every time that you come together, sometimes it just doesn't happen. And yes, there are ways that you can get a lot closer to getting orgasm every time. And I would highly recommend the orgasm course that I have if you are having trouble regularly getting to orgasm, because I talk about a lot of really specifics in that course of, you know, what it is you need to know about anatomy and what's going on in your brain and putting together all of the different puzzle pieces that come with orgasm. But at the same time, your satisfaction in a sexual encounter isn't dependent on orgasm absolutely happening. And so that is something that I really like about this cyclical model, that it kind of leaves room for a little bit more of just an emotional connection aspect of it. And just the fact that this all happens within the context of a loving and emotionally intimate relationship. So, in closing, that question I posed to you at the beginning, you know, what do you do when you hit plateau? Here's the really simple answer. All you have to do is recognize that plateau is a part of the process. If you hit plateau and you just think, oh my gosh, I'm done, then you're going to be done. But if you hit plateau knowing that it is actually a step required before you hit orgasm, I guarantee you're going to have a lot easier of a time working through that plateau phase into the orgasm phase. Knowing about these models can help tremendously if you're having a hard time in the bedroom. And so again, if you want to dig into this deeper, the orgasm course is definitely the place to be. There's a link to that in the show notes. And I just want to, again, the last thing I want to end on is that plateau is a good thing. It is so good to hit plateau. And you want to hit plateau because you know that just mere moments, maybe minutes, I'll say that again, mere moments, maybe minutes later is orgasm. Plateau is that close to orgasm. It's not like 20 minutes later, you'll hit orgasm. Plateau means that you are moments or at max a few minutes away from orgasm. Thanks so much for listening. If you are not already following us on Instagram, be sure to check us out at Charting Toward Intimacy. And if you listen to podcasts on a platform that gives you the option to rate or review, we'd love for you to do that because it helps us spread the word about the podcast. If you ever have questions, comments, or episode topic ideas, please reach out to us. We love to hear from you. You can reach out on Instagram or send us an email. Our email is in the show notes. Until next time.